This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A bill to legalize casino gambling in Massachusetts will be on Governor Deval Patrick's desk by the end of the day. Just moments ago, the state's House of Representatives voted 118 to 33 in favor.
WBUR's Steve Brown was at the State House late last night as conference committee members unveiled their final bill. He joins us now from Beacon Hill. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Anthony.
So it's been a long slog, to say the least. Briefly, what's in the final version of this bill?
Well, the key provisions that have always been in it remain. Three full-fledged casinos, one down southeastern Massachusetts, one in the Boston area, and one in the western part of the state. Also, it would be a slot parlor that could go anywhere in the state, and that is open to competitive bid.
One provision, Steve, from the Senate version of the bill that didn't make it into the final version would have restored happy hour to Massachusetts so that bars and restaurants would have had the same ability to give away free drinks that the casinos will have. We talked a lot about that on this show. In the end, that didn't make it in, right?
No, it didn't make it in. It was one of the amendments that I'm told was one of the first to go in the conference committee.
Right. Safety proponents were worried about if you bring back happy hour, you're going to bring back a lot more drunk driving and fatalities on the road. So
Absolutely.
In the end, this didn't make it.
Absolutely. That's why one of the reasons that Speaker Robert DeLeo this afternoon said he was opposed to this provision from the get-go, and he said he heard about it right away.
I can tell you, as soon as that was passed in the Senate as part of their gaming bill, my phone started to ring off the hook from concerned police personnel, from concerned parents, to a whole host of other folks.
So, Steve, now the bill goes to the desk of Governor Patrick. Any reason at all that he won't sign this bill?
I would be very surprised if the governor didn't sign this bill. There was indications that had the happy hour provision remained in there, he would have at least vetoed that portion of the bill. But the governor has been involved in the negotiations from very early on and was involved in the negotiations with the conference committee.
So he's on board. And now prospective casino developers will bid for these licenses. How will that work?
Well, the major thing that the casino bill does is it sets up a 5-member gaming commission. That should be in place within 3 months. And then they'll promulgate the rules and regs on how they will go about putting forth these licenses, requesting bids.
And, Steve, the state's two federally recognized Native American tribes also get a crack at bidding for the casino licenses in southeastern Massachusetts. Do we expect to see a serious bid from them?
They have a short period of time to get their act together and work out a deal with the governor. The legislation says that the Patrick administration is to negotiate with one of the tribes that might have a land in trust. And that's one of the things that's holding things up. They don't have the land in trust. The Mashpee Wampanoags were trying to get some land in New Bedford. They were trying to get some land in Middleborough. They haven't nailed that down yet, so they've got to do that in a hurry because as of July 1st, that negotiation window closes, and then that southeastern Massachusetts license is open to any commercial bidder.
I see. And finally, Steve, when can we expect the first casino or slot parlor to open in Massachusetts?
I'm being told in about 4 years, because once the casinos are awarded, the licenses are awarded, it's going to take them time to build these facilities, and that could be another couple of years. So they're saying 3 to 4 years for the full-fledged casinos.
All right. Well, a new day dawning in Massachusetts as a casino nation gets a little bigger. WBUR's Steve Brown reporting from Beacon Hill. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Anthony.